الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب: يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عنه عمله إلا من ثلاثة، إلا من صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله، صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers, honorable elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The topic for discussion today are two ayah or two surahs from the Quran that we all know very well and that we often recite in our salah. The two last surahs of Quran known as Al-Mu'awwadhatayn, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, the ayat or the surahs of protection. In the time of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a period in his life where he was affected by some sihr, some black magic. And the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the most powerful personality spiritually in this world, the effect of it was very limited, and for any black magic to have affected him, it had to be the strongest type of black magic available on the earth. So there was a Jewish magician, master magician, who had got hold of some of the hairs of Rasulullah's beard and a portion of his comb, and he made his jadu and he tied that into knots and he blew on it. And then the Nabi of Allah was not affected, obviously due to his personality and spiritual strength, as you and I may be affected by sihr. But what would happen was the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at times he would forget what he did in his daily routine of his life. As far as deen and Islam was concerned, that was completely protected, divinely protected, so there could be no interference in that. But the Nabi of Allah couldn't remember, did I visit this wife of mine, did I do this? There were some memory lapses that he had in afar as his day-to-day activities went. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized something was wrong. And Allah Ta'ala then revealed, the incident is lengthy and I don't have the time to go into it, but Allah Ta'ala revealed these surahs, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, as the cure for that sihr that was done to the Nabi of Allah. And as the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these surahs upon revelation, then one by one those knots started opening, until when the Surah Nas was complete, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt like as though someone had put something, like, you know, when a person is in a straight jacket and he's tied with something, and that is open, and you feel that you can breathe again, that sigh of relief. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced that, and that was how Allah Ta'ala cured the Nabi of Allah of this sihr. But the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that in regards to verses of protection, لَمْ يُرَى مِثْلُهُنَّ قَطُّ, there is no similitude and no like to Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. To the extent that Sahaba radiallahu anhu tell us that the Nabi of Allah prior to Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, he recited different wadifas, different things he would recite for protection. But when Surah Falaq and Surah Nas was revealed, the Nabi of Allah left all other recitations and only recited Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, she tells us the way the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite it, and this is something that each of us must do, and we must teach our children to do, because the prevalence of sihr and black magic and nazar and evil effects is only increasing in this world, and we must do what we can. They always say prevention is better than cure. Don't wait for it to happen. Put your armor and protection on. Inoculate yourself before it happens, so when it comes, then you are protected. Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, she tells us, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three times in the morning and three times in the evening, he would recite Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. He would blow on his hands, and then he would rub over his entire body as far as his hands could reach. So this is the spiritual armor that we put on, and that is why we rub it over our entire body as far as our hands can reach, and we do the same for our children when they are small. And when they are of understanding age, then we teach them to do it for themselves. And this must be the daily practice of every Muslim in his entire life, to protect himself from the evil effects of sihr, jadu, jinn and shaitan. Now the Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, what is Allah teaching us in these surahs? If we look at the way and the composition of these surahs, it is something to be marveled at itself. Just the way that Allah has laid these surahs out. Surah Falaq, Allah Ta'ala starts, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. That say, O Muhammad, and say, O the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. I seek protection in Allah, Rabbil Falaq, who is the Rabb, the creator of daybreak, of the dawn. What do we seek protection from? Now Allah Ta'ala starts, He lays the foundation, مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, from the evil of everything that Allah has created. Look how broad and encompassing, from the evil of every single thing that Allah has created. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, in tafsir of this, he says that Iblis, the Jahannam Iblis and the army of Iblis is also from those evils that Allah has created. Every single evil we are seeking protection from. And then Allah narrows it. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And then we seek protection from the night when its darkness envelops and covers everything. Why specifically the night? First we have everything is sought protection from. Then Allah narrowed it down that from the 24 hours, 12 hours. The night we seek protection from its darkness when its darkness covers everything. Now night is particular that time when people who are evil do their black magic. And it is also the time when evil and sin is most rife on the earth. The nightclubs open at night. The prostitute dens are visited at night. The evils that take place in the darkness of the night when no one is watching much more and much worse in severity than the evil that happens in the day. So that is min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab wa min sharri naffathati fil uqad. And then Allah says, seek protection from the evil of those black magicians, those who do sihr, when they do their jadu and they blow on the knots. We seek protection from that. So Allah is narrowing it one by one, one by one. It's coming narrower. So first it was everything. Then it was the 12 hours from the day. And then it was the specific group of those who do sihr and black magic. And at the top of this, if we can understand it so to say as the pyramid, at the top, at the apex of this, what does Allah say? وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. And Allah brings this also in a singular form, not in a plural form, from the evil of that evil being, of that evil person, when he acts and he does evil to people because of the jealousy that provokes him in his heart, when he acts in accordance with the dictates of his jealousy. So this is one angle it's telling us about how serious and evil a consequence is jealousy. And then another alim gave, you know, and very insightful tafsir into this. And he says when Allah brings this into a singular form, then Allah is also making allusion towards that being that is the most jealous against mankind. That being who has made his life's dedication the downfall of man, and that is Iblis. Then Allah brings out the comprehensive nature on Surah Falaq. Then Surah Nas, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. That I seek protection in the Rabb of Nas, the creator of mankind, Malikin Nas, the king of mankind, Ilahin Nas, the god of mankind, from min shadril waswasil khannas. In Surah Falaq, Allah Ta'ala made us and taught us to seek protection from everything. In Surah Nas, Allah Ta'ala asks us to seek protection from only one thing. Because it is so important, it needed its own surah to be dedicated and devoted to it. مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. From the evil of the whispering of shaitan. from the evil of the whispering of shaitan. And then Allah goes further, Alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri nas, who injects his poisonous thoughts into the hearts of man. Minal jinnati wan nas. And that is not from shaitan alone. It is minal jinn. It is from jinn and it is from mankind wan nas as well. Which means, and what Allah is telling us, that the corrupting influence for the person's heart and mind will come both from shaitan and will come from mankind as well. Now why is Allah Ta'ala, why does He devote this surah specifically to the waswasa of shaitan, to the corrupting influences? Because when the heart of a person is corrupted, when the mind of a person is corrupted, then he can come to the masjid and read his 5 times salah. But in his heart he is doubting, does Allah exist or not? He is doubting whether Islam is the right religion or not. Whether Islam is a barbaric religion or not. These doubts come in the mind of people. And in today's time, it is a dedicated, well, in every time it was a propaganda, it was a dedicated propaganda about Islam from the inception of Islam up till now. But in today's time, the intensity at which it is launched at the Ummah is unparalleled. Whether we look in the secular education system, we know the talk about the CSE, the Comprehensive Sexuality Education, that is going all around social media. The corrupting influences, the corruption in the tablets and the devices that we have with us, the corruption by the TV, the corruption by social media, in every type of way the Ummah is being bombarded with such threats and with such ideologies that have never existed. Some time back, just 2 years back, there was an incident where the Jamiat was called to deal with a matter of 2 Muslim girls who attended Muslim schools, but during a march for homosexual and gay rights, they were marching with these people. What does that tell you about the influence and the corruption that has taken place in the minds of the Muslim Ummah? Last year we heard in matric, in a prominent school in Durban, 9 Muslim students, atheists. In another medical college and medical university, 11 Muslim students, atheists. When we do not realize the influence and impact of what is happening around us. You know, when ulama say that take the TV out of the house, what we say, these people are in the camel age. What do you understand of life nowadays? And day in, day out, do you think it is any coincidence that in the prime time shows when most people's eyes are glued, homosexuality is always promoted. The breakup and the dysfunctional family is always promoted. Kids being rebellious, abusive, and disrespectful to their parents are always promoted. What do you think happens to the minds of people that are watching this day in, day out, day in, day out? And on the other side, there is no Islamic guidance to counter this. No Islamic guidance to remedy this, to put this on the right path. Just a few weeks back, first the father phoned, the mother phoned, the brother came in, the father came in, the mother came into the Jamiat office. Speak to my daughter. She wants to marry a Christian boy. She doesn't want to hear anything. She said, to the extent, I will leave Islam, I will become Christian if you don't allow me to marry him. So when I asked that brother, now tell me, what is the Islamic influence in the life of your sister? Did she go to madrasa? Did she go to maktab? He said, we took her out from maktab very early. We put her in a Christian school. She went to university. Then against the wish of my parents, I gave her a car so she can go around and do what she wants. Now the tree has grown crooked. Now you ignore the Islamic guidance all the time, but you expect now at the 13th hour that the ulama can somehow make, wave a magic wand and put it right. How is that going to happen? When the tree has grown wrong, then how do you correct that? So it is It is of vital importance, it is of vital importance that we not only keep our children in environments of deen for as much as we can, but we make efforts to educate them on the wisdom behind Islam, on what Islam stands for and what Islam teaches us. The surprising thing in secular and Western education in today's time, Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, that we will show them our signs in the universe, and we will show them our signs in their own bodies, حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, until it becomes apparent that Allah is the truth, that Allah is the creator. Yet in today's Western education system, a person learns astronomy and through astronomy becomes atheist. A person learns medicine and through medicine he becomes civil. I cannot understand how this may be possible, that you learn about Allah's Qudrat and you become atheist. One of my relatives, sometime back, he had a severe heart condition. So he had to go for a procedure and he went to India to do it, because in professionalism it is one of the best and also one of the cheapest in the world. He put an instrument in his heart called a LVAD, LVAD, left ventricular assistance device. He put it, it takes care of the left side of your heart. Now the left side is not pumping, so they put this pump inside. It cost him 1.5 million to put this in his heart. Basically takes over the pump for your heart. And he has to walk around with 2 batteries every day in a bag, because these batteries are powering this device. And every night you need to change the batteries, because it runs out. So this is how you have to live your life. 1.5 million for that. For the heart. That heart of yours that Allah gave you free of charge beats 100,000 times every day. 100,000, this side, that side, this side, that side. 100,000 times every day. Last year, January 2018, the oldest resident of Saudi Arabia passed away. Sheikh Ali Al-Alakmi, he passed away at the age of 149. For 149 years, Allah gave that heart the tawfiq to beat 100,000 times every day. Can you imagine this Qudrat of Allah? And then we see this Qudrat of Allah and we don't recognize a creator. I don't understand how this is possible. And how satanic is the influence of that education system that is supposed to make you see Allah but takes you away from Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, I will end with this verse, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Ibrahim and Yaqub alayhi salam gave this wasiyah, you know, this final advice, like how we give advice, the final advice my father gave me on his deathbed. Wasa, the final advice, Ibrahim ubanihi wa Yaqub. Ya baniya inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. O my children, Allah has chosen the deen of Islam for you. Fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Don't die except that you are Muslim, a believer in Allah, submitting to Allah. Am kuntum shuhada idh hadara Yaqub al-maut. Were you there at the time when Yaqub alayhi salam was passing away? Idh qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di. When he asked his children, who will you worship after I am gone? And they gave the unanimous response that they will worship your Rabb and the Rabb of our forefathers Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq, ilahu wahida, that one God that is Allah. I would often wonder about this verse, that these are Anbiya. Shouldn't they take it for granted that their children would die as Muslims? As Anbiya, as fathers who are prophets of Allah, mightiest prophets of Allah, shouldn't they take it for granted? But this is a lesson that we never take the iman of our children for granted. We never take it for granted. And we make sure that we make that effort. And we put our children in that Islamic environment to the best of our abilities that would make sure that at the time of their passing, they pass away with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah Ta'ala protect our iman. May He protect the iman of our families. May He protect the iman of our children. May He protect the iman of our progenies. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.